Meet Mobolaji Ajayi, a visionary leader revolutionizing healthcare in Africa. As CEO of Pure Life Health, Mobolaji harnesses the power of technology to tackle critical challenges, including the fight against counterfeit medicines through groundbreaking blockchain innovations. With a BFAM from Lagos, an MBA from the UK, and an MPH from the USA, her expertise spans nearly a decade in healthcare administration and strategy. She's also the founder of Pure Life Pharmacy and Transcend Pharma, leading initiatives that enhance access to quality healthcare across the continent. Named one of the 40 leaders shaping West Africa's pharmaceutical landscape, Mobolaji's story is one of purpose, passion, and impact. Proof that healthcare is not a privilege, but a fundamental right for all.
Hi everyone that is listening, really. So my name is Mobolaji Ajayi, and I'm the founder and CEO of Pure Life Pharmacy and Pure Life Health. I'm a public health enthusiast, and I am passionate about ensuring Africans have fast and easy access to primary healthcare. So we launched late 2021, and the dream was simple. We were trying to create a platform where, you know, pharmacy was redefined. And you know, Nigerians had prior to that, Nigerians had an alternative perception about pharmacies. Pharmacies were seen as cashiers, as people who, you know, you just go and buy your medications from. And I've worked in the community pharmacy space for over 4 years, and I've conversed and consulted with over 8,000 people. And it was just easy for me to come to a realization that pharmacies are usually the first point of call for Nigerians as regards their healthcare. And statistics, you know, also puts it out there that 4 out of 10 Nigerians would do nothing if, you know, the hospitals were their only options. And, you know, so why not just empower pharmacies? Why not just provide these things that instead of allowing people die, allowing millions of Nigerians die, why not create a platform where, you know, we can have primary healthcare and redefine what pharmacy community practice is, and hence, you know, Pure Life. We can all agree the first challenge is a people problem. There's been an exodus of, you know, skilled workers in the country, and you know, in a way, it's a challenge. It's also a solution. With this exodus of workers, that's how we were able to, you know, build a robust technology where we have like healthcare providers on a platform. But then from back end, it's been a challenge hiring staffs, and, you know, just making them stay. Forex has also been a big deal for us. The operating expenses, you know, inventory is a very big part of our business. You know, we're inventory heavy, and it's been a headache considering that Nigeria, you know, we import more of our drugs than we actually manufacture. But yeah, navigating that has been, it's been beautiful. Yeah. So I'd just like to say, because it's easy to talk about success stories. I've had more failures than successes, and really I've always seen my failures as a step closer to my goals. And I think one success story that resonates strongly with me is setting up Pure Life Health. You know, I've always resonated with the CVS model of pharmacy. I never thought that Nigeria would come to a place where we're able to provide the full scope of primary healthcare on our platform. So yeah, setting up Pure Life Health was a big deal for me. The most recent success is being, you know, top 10 of the Africa's Business Heroes, being the only Nigerian and being a Nigerian woman on that platform. I think that's goals.
Hi, Mobolaji.
Hi, Julian.
Yes, good to have you here. And I want to say well done on the four areas you've been serving our world. I'll say kudos to you, especially this day, time, and season. So just give us a little bit of the sweetest part of Pure Life Pharmacy, the four areas and that thing that actually stands out as your biggest success story?
So thank you, Julian. Thank you for your kind words. With Pure Life, our mission is simple. We're providing fast and easy access, you know, to integrative pharmacy and telemedicine. And we're doing it on three major scales, on our physical platforms. That's our chain of stores, which also serves as fulfillment centers. We're also doing it on our online platforms. That's our web application and our mobile app and home care. And it's been interesting because, yes, we'd say that we've had success stories on our business model. Technology has been a very integral part. You know, it's been the lever that we've used to, you know, scale, ride, based off on CRMs, inventory management and the likes. But I'll say that whilst all this sounds beautiful, our biggest success story has been the lives that we've saved. Because statistics are out there. There are 4 in 10 people who do nothing if the hospitals are their only option. And the CSRs that we've done, you know, going deep into the field and, you know, bringing people to speed about the necessity of understanding their health and helping them through that journey, increasing our patients' outcome. I would say that's been our biggest success story.
Wow. You've been saving lives since what? Since when?
Since 2021.
Beautiful, beautiful. So let's dive into the money part. So how do you actually make money in Pure Life?
So we make money off our drug margins. We make money off subscriptions because it's interesting. There's a lot of people that have run out of the country, that are out of the country right now and do care about, you know, the health of their loved ones back here. So we run subscription plans. We charge for, you know, access to our doctors. We also charge on our lab testings and our home care.
Beautiful. That's like, you know, initially I said 4. I'm sure you have more than 4. But it's interesting. It's interesting. So how has this economy affected, when I say affected, both ways? So can you just tell us? So
I would say that this is one of the most interesting times as a founder, especially in Africa. You know, I would say that founders right now that are thriving in Nigeria, I'll categorize us as extremely crazy people because we've seen how our Naira has fallen, you know, drastically against the dollar over time and is still falling. But I think that we're just one of those people who believe, you know, that where there's life, there is hope and that something good can come out of Nigeria. Where it has hit us the most, of course, has been exit of skilled workers in the country and the Forex, because we are big on inventory, you know, and our consumers are big on medications. And Nigeria has very minimal drug production. We rely, even if not 90% of our meds are, you know, all, you know, imported. And so that's been a very critical problem. Speaking about the talent migration, we've been also able to provide a solution on there through like providing a technology and an application where you have healthcare providers from anywhere in the world, then you can allow your patients to access them. So it's been interesting. An interesting part of being a founder is, you know, not brooding what it is and just finding solutions
to what is existing. So you can't say that you have a cash flow problem at all.
Well, I can't say that. I can't tell you what it is on live television, but I could say that we're winging it. And funding has been one of the biggest problems of for entrepreneurs, because that's basically the foil of our business. And we're hoping that the government, you know, pays more attention to our ecosystem and, you know, help us founders, you know, as much as possible.
So while you're speaking, something came to mind. Have you thought of individuals that want to partner with you to save lives? Just as personal mission, they understand that the economy, it's not just Nigeria, it's a global thing. So they understand the space we are operating in and they want to seed into people's lives. They want, maybe they've gone through certain ailments and they want to save other lives. Have you thought of people like that and reaching out to them or create an outreach where they could come out, partner with you and save life in different niches? Have you thought of that?
I think, you know, CSR is a integral foundation of our business, you know, as I mentioned earlier. And yes, for sure, there are several Nigerians who think that, you know, they could partner in our space. And, you know, taking it out of the context of even an individual level, I believe that we are running a very interesting ecosystem in the sense that there are hundreds and thousands of people who are doing exactly what we are trying to do. Mm-hmm. And we see more clearly now the importance of partnership, you know, coming together, because the mission is clear for everyone. The mission is we're trying to ensure that, you know, healthcare is a fundamental right and not a privilege. So, like, even on the business-to-business level, there is need for people in our ecosystem to come together. And on the part, on the personal level as well, our story has been clear. Our story has been as one. We need to ensure that we reach the underserved. So, yes, we've created a platform where we're open to, you know, individuals who want to partner with us. Of course, we're also being careful. We want to be careful about the sort of funds that will be coming in. So we do not just accept any kind.
Yeah.
We want to understand the story.
The source.
Understand the source, you know, scrutinize. But yes, we're very much open to partnership because the goal is clear.
All right. So I'll suggest, because I look forward to seeing you 1 year later, where on a page on your website where you share success stories of people that have partnered with you, where they were before and why they are doing what they are doing. Because with that, a lot of people will look and say, oh, I'm inspired to do the same thing. I didn't know this exists. And you can also have outreach, whether online or virtual or physical, where it's all about sharing these stories so other people can actually latch on it. That is on the individual level. Organizations can also do so. Now, I believe that there are crops of business owners, entrepreneurs, not the very small businesses. They are looking for where to invest in things around CSR, but they don't know. So think of something you can create where you educate people and show them opportunities that lie in your ecosystem where they can actually partner with you. I share this experience a lot. I got a scholarship from a school in New York, and their goal is to train 10,000 women that cannot invest in going to a business school. After that 10 years, the next 10 years, when these people grow, they will actually become, yeah. So if you can take something like that, as they grow, they are growing with you. Now, you are in a space that I can call all. You always have these people that need people in your space and in your ecosystem. It will not cease. So other people need to learn how to give back, and it will be a good thing if you are the one teaching them how to do it. That is also another way of increasing what you're doing around CSR. So I don't want to say cash flow, that is not the only thing. Marketing, which, yes, in your space, you don't come out to say buy this, buy that, but there are other things you need to do to bring in awareness. That awareness is what will convert into cash. And there are things you can also do, like educational guides. A lot of people don't know what they need per time for certain things. So creating guides that they can get access to, free guides they can download or even pick up at your physical locations, would help with awareness of the things they need to do. Most times we hear business owners say access to funds, access to finance, but sometimes there are little tweaks they can make to their marketing that will help them actually reach what exactly they are looking for. I believe that the next time I see you, you would have implemented a few of these and even amplified what you're currently doing, because from what you have said, you're already doing a lot that will bring the brand awareness, that will help the growth of the business, that will even bring in more people investing in your ecosystem. So, Mobolaji, I believe that the next time we see, the story will be 100% different from what we're saying now. Our smiles will be wider and broader. We would have impacted more lives, and we will have a lot of people telling stories of partnering with Pure Life Pharmacy.
Thank you very much, Julian, for having me.
It's my pleasure.